Do you know of any magic that could help him? Bring him back?
There are some with this power.
How?
I don't know.
Have you seen it done?
I met a man who came back from the dead, but the priest who did it, it shouldn't have been possible.
But it was. I'm not asking the Lord of Light for help. I'm asking the woman who showed me that miracles exist.
Really? Really? Rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, the undead Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the bald-faced liar, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like and send your messages to Aaron. He will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, that degenerates 975. You can also text the show. Walt's already texted the show. I miss Fred so much, it's almost like I still hear his voice. Rip, Falcon. Thanks, Walt. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun. What's happening?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, Friday? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good today. I admit last 2 days have been really rough, but I wanted to, first off, I'm not dead. I got to say, sometimes people run with a joke and other people only hear a part of it and start texting me while I'm trying to sleep this off. Are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I just had a damn tooth pulled. It was bad, though, because Wednesday night when I'm driving... I don't know how I finished the show Wednesday, but I'm driving home Wednesday night, and the entire side of my face is just on fire. I can't see out of my eye, and couldn't sleep. So first thing yesterday, I call a dentist, and they said they couldn't see me. So then I called another dentist, and they told me to come in right away, even though I'd never gone there or anything. And the lady was really nice. She said, we can diagnose it, and we may not be able to treat it today because we're really busy, but we'll at least take a look. And I got there, and the guy took one look and said, I got to pull this out right now. And they rearranged their schedule and did everything, and they couldn't have been nicer. And they had no idea who I was either, so they would do that for anybody. So free shout out to Edo Family Dentist. They were fantastic. So yesterday, I slept the whole damn day.
Good.
But
and now, what percentage are we at?
I'm going to say 96%, okay. Maybe 98. I actually feel fine. I can, the pains, I've still got, it was badly infected, so I'm still kind of overcoming that. I've been taking antibiotics and everything. So I'm not as energetic as usual, at least physically, but I think for the show, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm ready to rock and roll today. I'm ready to have some fun. Although... it was so bad yesterday. One of the reasons I've learned a valuable lesson. I can't not go to the dentist for 2 years. I've always hated going to the dentist, and it always takes a bunch of Novocaine whenever they have to do something like that. And for me, so I think the most pathetic thing was going to Walgreens afterwards with my face full of Novocaine and gauze and trying to spell my last name for the pharmacist. Like, yeah, finally just handed him my driver's license. But I honestly must have looked like one of the most pathetic human beings alive. But by 5 or 6 o'clock, after I'd been awakened by texts about my demise, I was fine. Started feeling better. I still can't really eat much, which isn't a bad thing necessarily. But I'm good. So. All he gave me was Tylenol 3, though. That's like what
that's not
kids.
Enough.
No, I want some of the hard stuff. But you mix it with vodka, it's all fine. What else is up?
Well, game six tonight. This could be the end of the road, potentially, for your Houston Rockets.
Yeah. Can I? All right. And this is not going to be popular, and I'm sorry. I want the Rockets to win, okay? I'll be rooting for them. But anybody that thinks that just because Durant's not playing that the Rockets are going to coast tonight, which I've heard from several people, not so fast there. We've seen James Harden in elimination games before. And if he goes out there and goes 1-for-15 on threes, they could lose this game.
Yeah.
Now, I don't anticipate them. I think they're going to win. But I blame Polillo for this because he put this in my head this morning when I was reading his sports map column that, remember, the Rockets were down 3-2 to the San Antonio Spurs, came home, no Kawhi Leonard, their best player out, and promptly lost by 39 points.
Yeah.
And Harden was awful in that game. And now I've got that in my head, that might happen.
Okay.
And fourth quarter Harden is a thing, man.
Yeah. I do feel like it will take a really poor performance from the Rockets tonight to lose.
In one game, that could happen, right?
Oh, no doubt.
And I feel like, I think one of two things happens. If the Rockets get out to a fast start, I think they run away and hide, and maybe the Warriors just fold up and say, we'll play for game seven. If this game is tight, I could see Harden kind of going Harden.
Yeah.
Until he wins a game in the fourth quarter like this in the playoffs, that's always going to be in your head, right?
Yeah.
So, should be fun. I really want him to win because you see what we're going to have Sunday if you have the Rockets. You have three game sevens.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, you've been talking
about. Who's going to love that? You're the mother in your life. I mean.
Yeah. Well, three game sevens in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, good day.
That's going to be a hell of a good day.
It's a good day.
So, but yeah, I'm rooting for that just because I want to see the Rockets have a chance. But man, that Blazers Nuggets series, I know nobody's watching it. That's been a hell of a good series.
So good. And I love it. I mean, and honestly, the Raptors series is the same way. And they've both just been roller coaster rides. And after every game, whoever lost that game or whoever won that game is like, oh, they're for sure going to win the series. Whoever lost that game, they just don't have it. They're washed up. They're just really evenly matched teams. I think it's great. I love both those series. And I'm not totally interested in any of those four teams. But, like, I don't have an emotional investment in any of them. I like Damian Lillard a lot. I'd like to see Portland win.
Yeah, I'd like to see Toronto win just because, you know.
Yeah, and I like Kawhi Leonard a lot. You know, the Sixers are a team that I've enjoyed watching. I like Joel Embiid too.
Yeah.
I mean, when he's actually playing. So that one I've got less of a real rooting interest in because I like both teams. I like Portland. I mean, I'd like to see them win, but none of them are teams that I'm really like. If they lose, I'm gonna. Oh man, I really wish they would have made it. I don't care. But the basketball itself has been good, and that's what I care about.
Yeah, I'd like to see Toronto and Milwaukee, frankly. I think that'd be a really interesting series between, especially because you've got Kawhi playing at the level he's playing at here in the playoffs and the Greek Freak. I mean, that would be a really cool matchup to see, but I'd be okay with Philly too. I kind of feel like Denver, as good a season as they've had, I don't think they match up very well with the Rockets or the Warriors. Blazers, I could see pulling it off, but we'll see. It's pretty exciting.
Yep.
God's Green says the signal from hell is pretty good.
Well, that's because the sun's not out today. This is it's the craziest thing, but when I sat down with our engineer and had him explain to me why our signal's great on some days and why it's trash on other days, it really boiled down to when it's cloudy, there's less room for interference from other stations. When it's sunny outside, like when a clear sky, those are the days we're going to struggle. And I was like, that's the most absurd thing I've ever heard, but it's pretty accurate.
It's a thing.
So while I'm not for flooding.
When it flood, signal good.
When it flood, signal very good. When it no flood, signal horrible. Do you responsible for this? I'm okay with some overcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm all right. With
we could live without some of that rain that we had last night.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't have to rain.
Did you guys have any issues because of that?
No, not at my house.
Yeah. Me either. The only thing that we had was there was a couple of lightning strikes that were just right across the street. That one of them woke me up from a sleep that was fueled by Tylenol 3, vodka, and weed.
Yeah.
And if it woke me up from that, it was pretty bad. But otherwise, our roof didn't flood like Minute Maid.
No, that's true.
Robert says, time to unload on Golden State plus 7, right? I'm thinking about punching
I don't.
Ticket.
Yeah, I don't believe that this is a suddenly, you know, the Rockets are 7 points better than the Warriors. I think 7 points, either side, 7 points. It's those games, I don't think
they've all been
too close.
And I it's a classic overreaction to Kevin Durant, in my opinion. And yes, if I were someone who bet on the NBA, I would take the Warriors plus 7 and I'd feel pretty good about it. But I don't bet on the NBA because it, you know, I've maybe bet on 2 games all year and I think I'm 1-1. So I'll probably just leave my record at 500. But tell you a great place to go watch tonight, Big City Wings, Houston's Wing Joint. Crawfish season still, they got you covered there. You get into the end of the year party season, you get graduations, you get stuff like that. You want to have a party, celebrate at Big City Wings. And Astros, Rockets, you want to watch both games, they got you covered. You won't miss any actions. And they've got 8 great stores, including the new one out on Rayford Road. So go to the website to find the one nearest you. But make sure you check out their limited time only menu. The Mile High Fries, the Crawfish and Mac and Cheese. That's right, Crawfish and Mac and Cheese. And it's fantastic. I absolutely loved it. They've got Fruity Pebble Waffles, Honey Bun Burger, all kinds of cool stuff. And they're always trying new things, but they've also got the regulars. And a great, great menu of wings, of burgers, you name it, they've got you covered. And Friday, half price appetizers and margarita madness because they have a special on every day. That's how great they are. BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings, BigCityWings.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number. Mac Daddy says, neighbors around one house complaining to the HOA about that house having 10 lightning rods. It attracted a lot of lightning and blew out electronics. But who has 10 lightning rods? You live next to Ben Franklin?
Yeah, what's
the point in that?
Who has, I mean, do you have a lightning rod at your house?
No, don't think so.
Aaron?
Nope.
What are we, 1970?
Yeah. Who has one lightning rod at
like
their
Tesla's
house?
Grandson?
Yeah, that's odd. Well, I mean, maybe there's a reason for it. I don't know. I don't think anybody in my neighborhood has lightning rods, but if they do, I know who I'm going to blame if my electricity goes out. That guy.
Well, when I was growing up, my grandparents had a couple at the farm to keep the lightning away from the animals.
Okay.
That makes sense, right? Yeah.
I mean, unless your house is the tallest thing in, you know, a pretty decent radius, you probably don't need a lightning rod.
Yeah. I'm curious what the purpose of that actually is. Josh in Beaumont says some of their power may be off till Sunday. Damn. I know Barry had problems with that, too.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, that's bad. But fortunately, it was just loud. There wasn't any real problems.
It was really loud. I woke up one in the middle of the night. It was super loud thunder. But, yeah, no real problems.
Are you buying all this talk that the Lakers may trade LeBron now?
I mean, they're not trading LeBron unless LeBron wants to be traded. I know that. But I don't know. I don't know what the Lakers would be able to get in return for him. I don't know. I don't know that it fixes anything for them, but it would make sense. I mean, it's
such a screwed up organization.
You can't rebuild with him there.
No.
We kind of talked about this yesterday when you were dead. The Lakers, the Celtics, and the Knicks are all in the conversation for most effed up franchises in the NBA right now. And the Celtics, I mean...
And what would be interesting is I think they're going to shuffle some of their problems from one to the other.
Probably.
Like Kyrie, probably. Like, what if he winds up in New York?
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got all kinds of issues. So that is pretty amazing. The Milwaukee Bucks are a more stable franchise than the Knicks, Celtics, and Lakers.
Yeah.
Leadership, man. I mean, I do think the Celtics have the right leadership in place.
Well, I think the Celtics have the best coach in the NBA, which is going to get them, you know, it's going to keep them from being total trash.
Yeah.
Unlike some of these other teams. But I don't know. I'm not sure that Ainge is brilliant as some people make him out to be. I think that they've all got their problems.
Yeah, but I guess of the three, that's the one I'd say.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, they were just in the Eastern Conference semifinals, so it's easy. The other two are in the lottery.
Right.
So, they're less messed up, but it doesn't look... I think there's a down arrow next to the Celtics right now, for sure.
Do they get better without Irving?
Do they get better without their best player?
Well, I mean, sometimes...
It's possible.
I mean, were they better before him?
Probably. I mean, were they better before Gordon Hayward?
Well, I find that one hard to blame because he missed the whole season snapping his leg. He was... I don't know that he's quite back to where he was. I mean, I think they were better before they had Gordon Hayward, no question.
So it's a weird maybe they, thing.
But I mean, you would have said yes to both those guys, right?
Of course. When you can get good players, you get them.
Yeah. Hey.
But they're a mess, and there's going to be a lot of changes going on in this offseason. I mean, we know Kyrie Irving is probably, I won't even say probably, is very likely gone. I can't really picture a situation where he's there. If he leaves, Rozier's contract is up and he's a restricted free agent, which means that, you know, someone could match, but he'll be able to get some money this off season. They have a lot going on. Al Horford, I don't know what his future is going to be. I mean, he's a potential free agent, so it's a player option. And if he decides, I don't want to be here. Well, all right. I mean, he decides whether or not he wants to play in Boston anymore. It's just crazy.
713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. All right. So I know you've been somewhat frustrated with Game of Thrones this year.
Yes.
What is your level of anticipation for Sunday night? Like on a 1 to 10 scale, how excited are you?
Seven.
Okay. That's not bad.
I mean, I still want to watch it. I still want, like I said, I mean, this is the deal. Bad Game of Thrones, which is what the last two seasons have been, Bad Game of Thrones is still pretty decent TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's still better than a lot of stuff. So, like, when I bitch about Game of Thrones, I'm not saying it's suddenly garbage.
Yeah, you're just I'm not just living up to what...
Relative to what expectations or the bar that they set, it's not as good as it was. And it's silly to pretend like it is still that good because it's just not. So, there's a lot of people who are mad at me for poo-pooing Game of Thrones, but... I mean, I still like the show. It's just not the greatest show in the world. I mean, it's good.
It's not living up to what it had been. And I've
or
got
to its potential.
I've got something to back that up. But have you seen this theory that where Drogon was when he disappeared at the end of season 4?
Making new baby dragons?
Yeah, off-hatching baby dragons.
I thought the only way to hatch those dragons was to go in the fire with them. Isn't that how her dragons hatched? She went in the fire with those eggs?
Yeah, but she was human. This is dragon.
Oh.
Dragon probably just went and did dragon things, and next thing you know, dragon babies.
I guess.
Probably some incest going on there.
I guess the Targaryens don't mind that, right?
No, that's a... Definitely. But I've got a couple other things from that I want to get to, including the new betting favorite. If you're curious, Sansa now plus 250.
She's the favorite?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I take it back. She's second favorite. Bran is the favorite at plus 150. I still think that's a wasted bet.
I don't know. What if there's no one on the Iron Throne at the end?
Then you've wasted a lot of money here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wasted a lot of time.
But I think based on... And now there's all these leaks out here. That's what makes me wonder why Bran is down to 150 and Sansa's 250.
Yeah.
Jon Snow, 400. Daenerys, 900.
Daenerys is almost, there's almost no chance now.
Yeah, she's getting crazy, right?
Yeah, she's losing. I would be more surprised if she lived than if she, or I would be more surprised if she was on the Iron Throne than her living. I expect her to die at this point. I would say that's the betting favorite, is her dying.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Basically, the IMDb does a rating of every episode, and it's not the most complete scientific way to do things, but it gauges social media and everything and how people reacted. So far this season, episode 2 is the only one that even comes close to anything from the past. And the Last of the Starks, which is the one we just watched, lowest score ever on the crack.
The lowest score ever?
Of a Game of Thrones episode, yes.
So that was the worst episode ever?
Yeah, based on how people...
Boy.
I don't think that's fair, but it basically has not been well received. The highest one...
I think episode 2 is the one episode that I would argue most was a solid episode.
Yeah, and that's the one they have the best here.
My problem with episode 2 was it was basically just an extension of episode 1, and it was a way for them to avoid getting into episode 3 sooner, which is the episode that everyone was waiting for.
Wow, this is why.
So it was a lot of wasted time, but it was at least some good setting up, I guess.
Yeah, well, there was some good character interaction that I enjoyed, but here's your most hyped ones. Season 3, Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Season 5, The Battle of Hardhome.
Okay.
Season 6, and this is why I think you're looking at things a little differently. Season 6 ended with The Battle of the Bastards and The Winds of Winter, which were those two are right up there for all-time episodes.
Yeah.
And I think that's why maybe Season 7 felt like it dragged a little, because that was such a good way to end Season 6. Although, you didn't like all of Season 6, and they have... Some of the ones right before those two are rated very lowly.
Season 5 was my last, like, man, this is the greatest show going. The last 2.5 years I've been like, 6 was better. I mean, 6 was way better than 7 and 8. But I still don't think 6 was as hype as everybody makes it out to be.
And there was a dip in Season 5, and that was the episode in which Ramsay raped Sansa in front of Theon.
People don't like that.
No, people did not like that. So, well, there you go. It's not just you. I'm just trying to help you back up a little bit.
Yep. What's the most high, the best rated season? Season 4?
I've got to go back.
It's the only acceptable answer. Season 4.
Well, no, I think I'd have to total it up, because it's this chart is kind of...
No, then don't.
No, it's a pain in the ass. I think most consistently it's Season 4, although none of the best episodes were in Season 4.
Agreed. But it was the most consistent good television.
Yeah, and then the end of Season 5 and the end of Season 6 were very well received. So okay. maybe they'll rally here. This is their chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes. Just like I think there's a chance the Rockets win tonight.
All right.
So, in fact, I'm going to predict the best episode of the season.
The bar is not set really high, so it's entirely possible. If I were a betting man, I'd bet that this will be the best episode of the season.
All right. Well, if you were a drinking man.
And if it's not, we're in real trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're a drinking man, then you bet on Cheers, which I absolutely love Cheers. If you're going to drink, yeah, you need to try it because here's the thing. It reduced the negative effects of alcohol, and 60% of Americans drink. And you want to feel better the next day? I have to get up very early to do a lot of stuff for Sports Map. I have to be sharp. If I'm going to drink the night before, I have to have Cheers. And you don't have to take my word for it because this product was developed by a team of 5 PhDs, an Ivy League scientist, Brooks, who you probably saw on Shark Tank. You've heard his commercials on the station. They're what we call smarts, and they use it, and I use it. And it basically gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol. And you just take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. To order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. And if you order before 4 o'clock, because they're based right here in Houston, they're going to put the product on your doorstep tomorrow. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. Cheershealth.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, a couple things from your Astros last night. Hell of a catch by Reddick.
They're very
in that situation.
Timely. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen better catches this year, but in that situation,
yeah,
that was pretty incredible. And, okay, I love the Astros, love the fact that they like to make fun of NRG for not opening the roof.
Yeah.
Maybe yours shouldn't be leaking water during the game.
Not ideal.
Yeah. Apparently, it was pretty bad.
But it's also a pretty gnarly storm.
Yeah, so. it's not an everyday thing.
Right.
But
that's I mean, I've been in there before when it rained and it wasn't happening.
Yeah, but,
I mean, sometimes it takes something like that to know. Hey, now we know where our holes are. Now we gotta get up there. We gotta fix it. We gotta be better.
Yeah, we gotta coach better. Yeah. We gotta play better. Yeah. We gotta roof better.
That's on me.
Oh man, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, is there a UFC card this weekend or is it next weekend?
UFC 237 on Saturday. Thug Rose against Jessica Andrade is the headliner. Anderson Silva is the co-main event, and Jose Aldo. So you could see a couple legends going. And
is this going to be it for Silva?
I don't know. I kind of hope so. But he's
44 years old now, right?
Yeah. But I also think he's going to win. So you never know. You never want to see like the legends like that go out with like 3 straight losses and then, okay, now you got to stop. That's enough. Like, I remember seeing Chuck Liddell, like his last 5 or 6 fights. It's like, dude, please just stop fighting. Please just stop fighting. But Anderson Silva hasn't looked awful. He just fought Israel Adesanya, who is now the middleweight champion of the world, and went 5 rounds with him and didn't get destroyed. He didn't win, but he didn't get destroyed. Went to decision and you know, it could have been worse. Landed some good shots, but didn't get finished. He's fighting a guy who's not super skilled. He's just a guy who hits hard. And Anderson Silva is still a tough puzzle to solve defensively. He's still a difficult matchup. And then Jose Aldo, kind of the same way. He's got he's fighting an up and coming prospect, and should be a really good fight. But you know, I love watching these older guys get in there and still show that they've got it. Until it gets ugly. I don't want to see it get that ugly, but while they've still got something, I like to see them. I like to watch those legends. And then shout out to Beaumont's own Ryan Spann, who is on the card and fighting a legend in his own right, Little Nog, Antonio Rogério Nogueira, against Ryan Spann should be a good matchup. And Ryan, I don't know if he still lives in Beaumont. I know he's from Beaumont, knows people are in Beaumont, but I'm pretty sure he's training up in Dallas now. So I don't know if I'm almost certain he's not hearing this because he's got stuff going on tomorrow. Hopefully he brings it back for Texas.
Hey, I got to tell you guys about something. We're inviting you to take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational presented by Twin Peaks, benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, June the 5th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold's Brewing Company, lunch from Texadelphia, dinner from Fajita Pete's, a custom ESPN 97.5 Gustbuster umbrella, which I just got mine. Those are badass.
I got one too.
Yeah, it's the number one umbrella for all professional golf tours. And 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. I don't know what my role is going to be there, whether I'm just going to be hanging around drinking with people or...
You're not going to play?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to play or not. Right now, I would have to get my clubs out of Canada or rent some. That's what I had to do last time.
Oh, I was saying you could use mine, but you're left-handed.
Yeah.
I know John and Lance, they're like auctioning off a spot for charity to play with him. I don't know why they wouldn't do the same for you.
Hmm. Well, maybe they are. I guess I'll find out. I mean, I'm not going to help your team. I'm just telling you.
No, but you can raise some money for charity.
And I'll be fun.
Yeah, and you'll drink beers.
Yeah. Of course, I still have to do a show that afternoon, right?
Big deal.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, hopefully they'll do that because I would like to.
I know the people in charge here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I guess Steven, the weather guy, tweet me and let me know if we have to worry about tonight because I'm guessing it's going to be fine. I'm guessing we've already done all the worst stuff, right, for the weather.
I don't know. I feel like, from what I understand, it's going to keep doing this like through the weekend.
Well, that would suck.
Yeah.
I got to be at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow night. I don't want to be rained on. The horses will run.
I'm going to, my sister is having a baby shower, and I'm going to Corpus to her baby shower on Saturday. I'm doing the cannonball run where I like drive down there and do the baby shower and drive back. And the lady that we have coming to, it's sad that I've got to do this, but we've got to have someone hang out with our dogs. It's just a day. We're leaving at like 7 a.m. and we'll be back at 7 p.m. And I told her, like, maybe hang out from like, 10 to noon and, 1 to 4 or something like, just a couple of times a day. Come hang, or if she wants. I mean, we got cable. We got air conditioning. Yeah. Just hang out.
Well,
I think she might end up doing.
And you got a puppy. You can't be there for 12 hours by itself,
right? So she was like, "Yeah, if the weather's really bad, I'm not sure." And I'm like, "Girl, you live a block away. You know damn well the weather's going to be fine enough for you to come over here and take care of my dogs. Stop.
You need somebody reliable.
I do."
That's one thing that we're very lucky about. We have the lady who cleans our house. Like when I had to be gone a couple times last week when I had the appearance, she went and took care of the dogs for us.
Yeah.
So, and she knows the dogs and they like her, which is good. And I know I can count on her. So we're lucky that way. But you can't leave a puppy 12 hours. You're not going to have a house left.
Nope.
All right. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Late Hits with Patrick Creighton tonight at 7. Drink of Ages with John Denman at 9. I haven't been to his place yet.
Ever?
No, when it was what it was before he bought it. I used to go all the time, but I haven't been since he's been there, so I got to go check that out.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
May go this weekend. All right. Very quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, if you haven't had a chance today, please check out sportsmap.com.
The map!
Only the greatest local sports website ever.
Top five for sure.
I think it's top one. Well, I don't even know who's second. It's not even close. But no, honestly, there's a lot of great stuff on there. Rockets heavy. Charlie Polillo's column up today. And that's the one I was referencing earlier in the show that brought up that San Antonio game. Joel has a video on should Rockets fans be encouraged or concerned going into game six.
All right.
Stephen A. picks the Rockets to win the series over the Durantless Warriors.
Oh, boy. That's a bold statement. But you know what? I think Joel and Barry both did that. I'm pretty sure John Granato did. I'm pretty sure Lance. I think everybody is saying they're going to win it.
You're going to pick the other way just to be contrarian?
No, I just picked the Warriors at the beginning of the series.
Yeah, I said Warriors in six at the beginning of the series, so if it happens. We have a culture map story from Steven on Brian Ching's new bar that he's opening, a dog-friendly patio bar. We've got Jerry Bo's Bookie Busters with a Spanish headline. And
with a span, that's the most racist thing you've ever said.
No, the headline is El Matador de los Bookies.
Okay.
That's just Spanish.
Don't say a Spanish headline.
Why?
Just say what it is.
It's the headline. It's in Spanish.
Okay.
Therefore, Spanish headline. Nothing racist about that.
You just didn't want to read it. You didn't want to read in his native tongue.
No. That's not true.
I think you could argue it's more racist to butcher a language that you don't speak.
Well, you'd be wrong. You always give your best effort, Aaron. That's what you do. It's actually racist that you think that, honestly. That you would even have the audacity to say such a thing is pretty racist, in my opinion.
I think if people breathe, you think they're racist.
Well, I thought you were the most racist person on this show, but then Aaron comes with that bomb out of nowhere.
Listen, Bob Arum, you could forget either one of us being the most racist person on this show.
What does Bob Arum have to do with me being racist?
I'm just saying.
We don't hang out with Bob Arum on a weekly basis.
No, he won't call in to talk to me.
He would.
No, he only calls in to talk to you, and there's a reason for that. You guys share the same attitude about things.
I feel like every time we've interviewed Bob Arum, it's basically been you interviewing Bob Arum. I like step aside and let you just have the floor.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Yeah, because you get the most racist responses from him.
Uh-huh.
Because you're a race baiter.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. So we're asking you guys have a segment each week for Rick and Morty when it comes back on in August like you do for Game of Thrones. AJ doesn't watch it, so I would love to do it. But it's also a comedy. I mean, it's hard to go in and analyze comedies. And some of them, yeah.
I agree with that completely. There's never been a comedy show on here that we came on weekly and talked about.
Yeah, because not much really happens.
No. And typically the story doesn't intertwine. It's not like,
well, these
carried throughout an entire season.
I don't know what they're going to do moving forward, but they have kind of they're standalone, but they also tie together. But yeah, I just don't think it's, you know, I don't really think it's conducive to it as much as I love the show. And if Aaron watched it, that'd be one thing, but we know he doesn't watch anything.
He doesn't watch TV.
Do you just like watch MASH reruns? Is that it?
No. Lately I have been either watching sports or playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
You're still playing that game?
Yeah, it's an addictive game.
You're not done with it yet?
There's a lot of other stuff you can do after you beat the game.
Okay. Like what?
You could still go back and complete missions that you didn't as the main character because I got to a point in the game where I was...
Don't you have to beat all the missions to beat the game?
No, some of them are like side goals.
Oh. Well, you didn't really beat the game then. You don't beat the game until you're 100% complete.
Okay, then I'm, as what my save log says, I'm 88.8% through with the game.
Okay. I'm at like 70-something percent on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I never have time to play it.
It's because you have an important job now.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't played anything in forever. But, okay, so one video game and sports.
That's it.
You know, we may have to trade.
Did you watch both sports matches last night? Did you watch the basketball matches?
I watched half of about each of them and focused on the Astros because I was enjoying the Astros game.
Okay.
You may have to.
So you don't watch sports for your job. You watch sports because that's all you like.
That's not all I like. But right now, I enjoyed watching basketball. Like, I went and sat at Pluckers when I got off. When I left live, I went to Pluckers, ordered my food, sat there and watched the first half of...
Which Pluckers did you go to?
The one at Webster by me.
Oh, okay.
Watched the first half
of... A new one?
It's been there a year now, probably. Okay,
that's pretty new.
Watched the first half of Raptors-Sixers and watched the first period and a half of Boston-Carolina.
That was a waste of time.
But, well, yeah, at the beginning it wasn't a waste of time, and then got home, looked at the score, and it was gone.
You crushed some beers?
A couple. While I was waiting, because I had to bring my food home to my wife, so.
Oh.
Instead of ordering, like, early in advance, I just got there and I was like, well, I can either sit in my car and order in advance, or I can go sit at the bar and drink a couple beers and then order and take it out when it's done.
That's true.
You may have to trade him to the network.
You are kind of a network guy.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to find something to get him out of this funk.
I don't know what it is.
Something that he can love besides just sports. Peter says, Cowherd said the Rockets would win the series too. Okay. And then Benjamin says, slow down the Rocket talk. Kawhi was out a couple years ago and the Spurs beat the snot out of them in game six. I literally just said that about 4 minutes ago.
Wait,
Benjamin,
for the rewind, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't think anybody's, I mean, I think it's silly if you're counting the Warriors out. If you don't think the Warriors can beat this team without Kevin Durant, I think you're kidding yourself.
Yeah, and by the way, Benjamin, I gave credit to the person who made the Spurs reference. It was Charlie Polillo. So, yeah.
By the way, I do watch other TV. I do like Westworld a lot, even though y'all bailed out on the second season. I'm hopeful for the third.
I watched the second season. I thought it sucked. I thought it was awful.
I thought you didn't have HBO.
I get it for free once a year.
And then you just binge watch
it? Yeah. I get it for free once a year. I watch Silicon Valley, I watch Westworld, and I watch Hard Knocks.
Why don't you watch Game of Thrones?
Because I just never... Two seasons ago, a friend had convinced me to start watching it, and I decided it was so close to the end, I was just going to... I want to binge watch the whole thing in one sitting.
So the next time you get free HBO, that's what you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay.
This fall, when my wife goes on vacation.
Your wife's going on vacation without you?
Yeah, she's going on a girls' trip.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You know what that means.
I get to watch all of Game of Thrones start to finish on my couch with nobody bothering me.
She's going,
and I'm going to have a lot of. I still have like
going off to get some
fighters.
Sex from someone who doesn't care about sports. She wants some of that non-sports sex.
Oh, somebody says saw Banshee on Amazon Prime. Do you recommend highly?
Oh yes,
definitely,
absolutely.
All right,
and you talk about a show that never is. It's never boring. Banshee is never boring.
There was never a bad episode of that show, and. When it ended, I wanted more.
Yep. Which, that's why they decided to end it when they did.
Yeah.
They didn't want us going, it went a little too long.
Gosh, if we only hadn't done that season 8 and season 7, we would have loved the show forever. They cut it off after 4, and that was that. And that might be my, I don't know if it's the best. I mean, you talk about The Wire and stuff like that. I don't know if it's that. It might be my favorite of all time.
It's
though.
It's one of the most fun shows ever, for sure.
Yeah. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.